Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
All right. It's good to be here, isn't it? Well, are you ready for the Word? I want you to get your Bibles. If you don't have one, get one. Or you can pull up your tablets or your phones and do all that as well. You're going to have a treat today. You're going to get to hear from a man of God and another man of God in the house. And we're just so proud that him and his family are here as well. And so I want you to welcome with me the Right Reverend Mike Duncan.
Love you. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and give me some of these. Had a young man working with me this week. He looked at me, he says, do you cry in front of your wife? I said, where's this going? And he says, well, I said, yes, you know, but I really don't cry anymore as far as like feelings and emotions, things like that. I really kind of moved around some of that stuff, but I said, I think I'm too loud. Am I too loud? But I said, but when the Spirit of God gets started on me, boy, I'll weep like a baby. I said, I'll get snot-nosed. You know, I'll come off the floor and it's still hanging. I know I'm in something then. You know, when it gets all over you, you know you're in it then. Huh? But he said, no, a friend of mine said he's got a girlfriend, and he was able to open up to her, and he was just releasing things. He said, I can cry in front of her. I said, well, man, that's a good thing. That's a good thing when we can release our emotions and our feelings with people and just get real. There's some feedback coming through. I don't have any control over that. Is this on? That might be where it's coming from. Is that better? Not yet. Let's walk over here. Randy on the spot, he'll get it. So, I feel a strong presence. Naomi, you know, it's just, God is good. You know, that's why I say he's perfect. He's perfect in every way, he's perfect. And we were talking on the way, the wife and I on the way to church this morning. And she's like, I want to hear some worship music. I said, I do too. And we just had it on the regular radio. So you kind of, I like to worship, you know, and the radio's kind of got a little different skew sometimes on it, but what song was it? Yeah, Revelation song. We need a revelation, that's for sure, but Carrie Jobe is one I like to get with. You know, it kind of originated with her, I think, and there was someone else singing, and you know, we can do it, but I think the word, you know, that's why I told her, I said, this is a word all in itself, is that when the Spirit of God comes upon you and you release who you are and who the Spirit is in you, it's original, it's real, it's true. It moves, man, it moves things. When was it Morningstar, Jeremiah Johnson, he was down there, he said, he commended the worship team there because they used original music. It wasn't duplicated. Yeah, it's okay. You know, if somebody gets the revelation, you get a hold of it and run with it. That's good. But I'm telling you what, God's got something fresh for each and every one of us personally. Amen. And that's what's going to move. That's what's going to shake the nations. That's what's going to bring the kingdom of God here. And where Pastor come from last week, man, it was such a fresh revelation that I received off of that word. And I'm kind of want to tailcoat off of that a little bit. But, you know, I'm not want to take his word. I want to take the word the Lord gave me. Amen. And run with that. And part of that leads up to where, you know, the one who has the seven stars and holds the seven lampstands. And it's that is the churches, right? The lampstand was the churches, but why is it seven? The number of completion, number of maturity, perfection, teleos. It's there. It's come. It's without spot or blemish. It's the bride who's come to the fullness. That's what he's after. But there's pieces, right? There's different pieces. So it takes the body, a collectiveness, a unity. Ephesians talks about that he gives us these gifts and he gives us these things. Why? Yes, he loves us so much. But you know, what is love? So we can understand what that love is, what it looks like. And it looks like each and every one of us using the gifts that he's given us so that we can come in unity to become the perfection and the fullness of Christ. All right, I'm going to be coming out of the ESV. I hope that's okay. I started, you know, I looked at my, I've had it about 10 months, I think I've been in this one. I've been through a lot. I like to switch up. I like to go through one word and go to a different translation, but it's all the same. You know, it comes from the same person. So let's go to Luke. If you want, that's why I said that for reference. If you want to pull it up and put it on top so somebody can read along. Let's go to Luke 4:18. We kind of know where that's coming from, don't we? Some of us do, right off the top. Luke 4:18. If you want to pull it up, you can. If Pastor said get your Bibles out, nobody's got it, get your tablets out. If you don't have one of these, though, yeah, I don't care if it's NKG, NASB, I don't care if it's the one that Jesus read. We'll catch up in a minute. You can write in it. You know? Write in it. Own it. Personalize it. You know? Again, what he gives you is for you, but it's for you and everybody else. God, through you, because it's beautiful. And we all start coming together that way. And I, you know, I'm going to have enough Bibles for every one of my kids, maybe, before it's all said and done, that I can hand down. If I keep having kids, I'm going to have to start turning one of these a year. Wear one out every year. Man said that, heard him said that if the man's got a wore-out Bible, you look at him, he's not. He's not. All right, so let's look at this. Let's go right here. Y'all ready to get? Let's go. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Can y'all say this with us? Let's read it together. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Father, here we are. We ask Holy Spirit to continue to manifest here today. Move upon us, Lord God. Let us have these eyes to see, to examine ourselves, Lord God, so that we can move closer to you. Because, Lord God, as it has been said, if there's anything between you and me, it's closer to you than I am. So we ask, Lord God, for deliverance today. We ask for things to be moved out of the way, that we can be delivered from the things that we may have not had any control over. But Lord God, we also ask that we can move and destroy those things that we have received and it wasn't of you, that has blocked us out. Lord God, we love you, Father, and we thank you because that love was given to us first, so that now we can give it back to you and all of your children. And by loving them, we love in you. We praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let it be said. All right, let me give me one swallow right here before we take off. I'm going to try to stay in this word and direct it, but we also know that a man's heart can plan a scheme, but the Lord will guide his steps. Hallelujah. Guide them, Lord. Put them down, left and right. All right. It's kind of crazy. Let's go to Ephesians 6. He's perfect. Everything's been lined up. Charlie was, he was hitting on it. Pastor, as soon as he got up, he's hitting on it. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Because let us have ears to hear. Let us get close enough to the Lord so that we can hear what the Lord is saying. Let us understand. O.A. was talking about wine, the spirit of Elijah. My goodness, he said, I got that spirit on me. I got the spirit of Elijah on me. Do you want it on you? Why? Because what does that look like? Because you're an evangelist? No. Because that prepares the way of the Lord. That's the spirit of Elijah. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Look, and we got things, and some of us can do it, some of us can't, but all of us have it. We have what it takes. Well, if it's God's will. Let me tell you, it's God's will. Well, I'm waiting on the Lord to move. No, he's already moved. Ball's in your court. He's give us everything. Everything. And if we want to sit there and twiddle our thumbs and act like it, man, I'm telling you, that's a bad place to be. You really need some deliverance. You really need some revelation. You really need to know just what is who you know he is. That's what your worship's going to be. Paul talks about, hey, I know. And I paraphrase it because I can tell by the zeal that you have, by the encounter that you have with the Lord. I know if you had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, by the zeal that you have for him. Word says it's not good to have zeal without knowledge. Then you're just running around. Then you call that enthusiasm. Man told me he loved my enthusiasm. I said, brother, this ain't enthusiasm. This is the fire of God on me. This is the fire of God on me, man. I don't know what to do with it. I can't control it. And it's okay. It's okay. Burn, baby, burn. Amen. Burn, baby, burn. Don't you want to burn? Maybe none of y'all have ever been in love or anything like that. I mean, man, it burns inside of you. Maybe I need to talk to the youth. They still burning. So I sat down and drank my coffee this morning, and I drank an extra cup, and I told the kid, I said, I don't think I should have that second cup. Get me all jittery inside. I'm already fired up. I don't need that kind of stuff. But on that coffee cup, I looked down. You know what it had on it? It had verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. That's what it was written on there. And I said, that's exactly where I'm going today. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be what? Able to stand against the schemes of the devil or the enemy. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood or the authorities, against the cosmic powers, I'm in the ESV, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places or in the upper levels. Okay? The one sitting beside you is not your enemy. There's a lot going on in this world right now that's trying to make every one of us look at our brothers and our sisters and think they're our enemy. They're trying to divide us. We're not wrestling against our brothers and our sisters. We're not. I don't care how different they are or how much they might be abrasive, you know, or against you. I know I'm kind of abrasive against a lot of people. And I'm working on that. I don't want to be like that. I want to have that gentle spirit. But I also want to let you know I'm going to stand in the power of the Lord too. You're not going to run over me. I bow down and humble myself. But you're not going to run over me. And the Lord doesn't ask for us to be run over. But he doesn't want us to stand in a prideful way either. What he wants us to do is have a knowledge and understanding of who we really are fighting against. Yeah, you know, that's what he said. The unclean spirits and things just move. We battle things in a spiritual realm. That's who we are now, thanks to Jesus. Amen. Thanks to Jesus, that's who we are now. We become that spirit of God again. Everyone in here, if you have been born again, you've been born of that spirit. So John the Baptist come, what he said was already quoted. Praise God. How the things is, he come to baptize you what? Into the water of a baptism of repentance, which means to turn or to change the way you think and go a different direction. What direction do we want to go? Well, he said the one coming after me is going to tell you that, because he's going to baptize you in the Spirit of God. I walked out the door this morning. As soon as I shut it hit me. I said, the Spirit of everlasting life. The Spirit of life forever. My. What are we against? What's going on? What are we battling against? It hit me years ago about things I was facing. And I was hurt inside. And so I took it to the Lord, you know, and I'm like, okay, I put on the whole armor of God this morning. I've clothed myself in you. I got this armor on. I'm a soldier. But why am I hurting inside? He said, because the enemy's coming after something that's already inside of you. I said, a Trojan horse. Wow. See, the Trojans couldn't get in, could they? They couldn't defeat them. The walls were too strong. The unity was there. They were warriors. They knew. They were not ignorant of the schemes of the enemy. They were taught. They were trained. They were learned soldiers. So was their adversaries. But they had their confidence in the walls of their fortresses. Proverbs tells you a wise man will scale the walls of a citadel and tear down the strongholds in which they trust. That's what a wise man will do. Well, what did the Trojans do? They left. But before they left, they took the wood out of some other ships that they couldn't sail with anymore, and they built this big, huge horse, a gift. And they looked at that gift, and they pondered upon that gift. And they's like, wow, that's nice. And the more they looked at it, they said, I don't see anybody around. So let's bring it on in. Let's open the door and bring this nice thing right on in. And in doing so, it took everything down with it. Let's see what that looks like. Can we go to Mark right quick? Mark 5. Let's go to Mark 5, and I'm going to read right quick. 1, probably through 17. I like to go here a lot. Okay. You can stay there. I'm going to go to Matthew 12:43 and read 2 verses for you. This will give you a little segue into what's going on there in Mark and why the man is how he is. Mark 12, verse 43. This is what the Lord said. He says, look, he says, when the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it 7 other spirits more evil than itself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of the person is worse than the first. So also will it be with this evil generation. This, there's a lot going on in this world. And the reason why these things, we've opened doors, we have allowed things come. Yes, we've made a confession of faith to the Lord. Say, I want you, Lord Jesus, I want you to be. But have we took that step? The word says salvation is for all, especially for them that believe. And in our belief is where our faith comes from. It's where our actions, it's where our work derives out of. What work? To believe on who he has sent. The work of God is to walk in, believe what he said and walk in it. I don't care what the situations and things around. I don't care, man, that don't make me feel good. I want to do this. This is what we want to do. So look, but you doing this just like what happened over to the Greek. The Grecians, when they open the door, hey, that looked good. We let the gift in. We don't even understand what we just let into our house. What this house, not. Don't you know that you are the temple of God? Watching. It's not just drugs, alcohol, you know, we can look at that stuff and we can put, man, I got a job and man, I'm doing this thing but look, there's probably a Trojan horse in there already. But you're looking out here thinking you got it all together, but you don't have eyes to see. So that's why we said we started off with Luke 4 over there. Because what? He wants to give the eyes to see. So that I can examine inside. And see what's in me, keeping me. What the pastor was talking about last week. You've went away from your first love. And the prodigal son, he finally comes, come back. What's in there? Something could be between you and God. And it has been said, if something is between you and God, then it's closer to him than you are. If it's between you, it's closer to him than you are. Are we okay with that? Are you truly okay with that? Are we just, by the wayside, man, things are going okay right now. I really don't need to do that. We talking about we'll do 30 minutes on Sunday. And man, we're good. This is what we do. We'll go on Sunday and live like hell on Monday. Some of us might not be because, hey, I'm not out here going to the strip club. I'm not out here drinking. I'm not out here boozing. I'm out here. No, you're out here letting that stuff manifest inside of you because you've made an oath to the Lord God through the baptism of John the Baptist of water, but yet you have not yet been filled by the Spirit of God and power. You can't stand right now. You're on the ground, but you're not on the ground because you love the Lord. You're on the ground because you're defeated. He said the condition's going to be seven times as bad. Is that what you want? You playing with something that you have no idea what you're playing with. You're playing with life. You're playing with eternity. And it's all been so watered down right now, and it's all been so perverted. I mean, we don't even think like that anymore. It's okay. He loves me. Yes, he loves you. That's why he showed you how much it was worth. Whatever thing is hinging on. Let's look at Mark. We said we're going to go to Mark, right? Let's go there. Let's look at this. Because I was this guy. I was this guy. Look, they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of Gerasenes. And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He lived amongst the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles into pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones. Why? Why do you think he was just cutting himself with stones in there amongst the tombs? Who's among dead folk? He's living amongst the dead people. Well, we can walk around now like we got it all together, but man, you're cutting yourself with stone. You are laying around saying, why are we doing? You think some people who's really got addiction problems, you think they really like that a lot of times? No, they don't, man. They're miserable. I hear them calling me, brother, pray for me. I don't like this. I don't like being where I am. I said, well, come up out of the tombs, man. Come up. Rise up in Jesus' name. Take off those clothes of death and put on the righteousness of God. Quit going back. Are you truly fed up? No, you haven't come to your end yet. Somebody told me to pray for my son. I'm saying, I'm telling you right now, in Jesus' name, here's a word from the Lord. He will come to ruin and he will come to life in the same day. He's going to have to. It's the only way it works. I believe Paul talks about a twinkling of an eye. It's going to happen just like that. But he's coming. You know why? Because it's for you and your household. For you and your household. They're miserable. Some of us sitting in here today are miserable. But you know why? Because the Holy Spirit's name is comfort. If he's not manifested inside you, you think you're going to feel comfortable? No. You're going to be miserable without him. But when's enough enough? Sometimes we don't know until the Lord shows up that we've had enough. But when we see him, hallelujah, we know. We know, just like he did immediately. Immediately he came and fell down. And when he saw Jesus in verse 6, he said, when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him, crying out with a loud voice. He said, what have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me. For he was saying to him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And Jesus asked him, what is your name? He replied, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now a great herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and he begged him, saying, send us to the pigs. Let us enter them. So he gave them permission. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the pigs and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the sea. Could you imagine? So many spirits and demons manifested inside of your citadel that it would fill 2,000 pigs up. And it was so powerful that it made them mad and made them run and kill themselves. It's a suicidal spirit because it's the spirit of death. It's not the spirit of life, of everlasting. We open up the doors and allow things to come into us. The Trojan horse, because it looks so big, so beautiful. Man, it's going to help us out. Man, it's a gift. And we'll reach out and grab the wrong bottle of water because we're thirsty. We'll become an Edomite. Just fix me some porridge. I'm hungry. I don't care if it takes my birthright. I'm going to eat right now. I can't fast and pray. I can't do that. No, you can't in your own power. But my goodness, you can with the Spirit of God indwelling in you. What are we manifesting? What are we truly manifesting in our lives? Man, I've been praying for today. I've been praying that this will be a day of deliverance for this household, for this body. That we could be truly, truly, truly truthful with ourselves. Because it doesn't matter about the person on the side of you if you're not where you're supposed to be. You know, move the log from your eye before you worry about the speck over there. I can't help you if I can't help myself. And that's not putting myself above you. It's understanding and having knowledge on how things work. God, use me. Okay, sweep your back door. Start examining within you. Let's deliver this stuff out of you. I watched a clip today, this morning, I flipped over there, and this brother's on the side of the street. And his homeless guy standing there, and he starts praying for him. The man falls down on the sidewalk. He lays on top of him, just start, keeps praying. All of a sudden, that guy starts, People walk up, what in the world is going on with him? He's being delivered. No, he ain't being delivered. He's on drugs. What do you think drugs is? What do you think a drug is? I'm going to tell you what. Drugs are minions. Drugs are really minions. You don't even start to fight something with drugs. If we get whooped by drugs, how weak are we? I've been there, man. I know. I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, an unbeliever, he can't understand the things of God and the things that you're talking about. But a believer, he can understand all things because he's been there and now he's here. He can see, eyes to see. But they don't know what you're talking about. So the lady said, oh, he's just on drugs. I know what it is. The man said, you think that's drugs? That's part of it. But the drugs is just the horse that it gets in. You know what I'm saying? That's just the thing that is covered. You want me to tell you what else? Y'all might not like this part. That Mercedes Benz could be. Oh, don't go there, man. God likes us to have nice things. He sure does. But it's him that's the nice thing. He's the nice thing. He's what's good. Amen? I'm going to give you a prosperity message. This is a freebie. He said, I'm going to send you out as lambs amongst the wolves. Hope you prosper. Well, what are we going to do? You're going to get devoured. But fear not, I've overcome it. Wow. Why? Why is it like that? So that your trust will not be in mammon, but in God alone. We think it's okay, but look, you had this stuff, man. But at the end of the day, what did you do? Are you bent out of shape at your job and ready to cuss your wife out and beat the kids and kick the dogs and stomp the cat at the end of the day? Your focus is off. You're going about the wrong thing. Is that what you're supposed to do? Is that where you're supposed to be? Why did the enemy come in the garden as a serpent? Why is it portrayed like that? Because he was the most subtle and scheming one. He could get into any little place, slither right in. That's why it's portrayed that, because he's going to come subtle. If you leave the door open just a little bit, the little crack, I tell you, mice are about as bad. But they're going to get in. We've got to make sure that we don't open the gates to the wrong things. Sometimes there's gates open in your life as a child or even in the womb, and you don't even have a clue. My goodness. And then those things evolve and they manifest, and you don't know about deliverance. You don't know that there's a way that we're going to sweep this house clean, and then we're going to fill it with the Spirit of God so that we make sure it's like spraying the little styrofoam stuff that fills up the cracks. We make it impenetrable. But that's what he's done for us. That's what he's done for us. So we know, look, if we get to this point, but yet we don't walk in what we're supposed to walk in, if we're not seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness, my goodness, and we're going to chase after this other stuff. You know what the Lord told me one time? I had a brother. He does a lot of street ministry and providing for people. All right. And he says, why are you? I was in another church at the time, a Baptist church. Some of them got a bad name, Baptist. If it's not Jesus' name, it's not good anyway, put it that way. He says, why are you there? Man, you got an anointing on you. You need to be out here. You need to be doing this, doing that. I said, you know what, brother? I feel you, bro. I want to go do these things. But the Lord said, stay right here. So after I got off the phone, I went to pray. And I said, God, you know what I want to do? He says, hey, where did the enemy come in the beginning? To the bride. He come to the bride. We worried about drugs. We worried about all this materialism and all this stuff. But he, the head honcho, he's coming to the bride. He's in here. He's in here. So that you can't come teleo, so that the seven lampstands won't be in unity. That's where he's at, because he knows that's who he's coming for. And when it's discord and all between brothers and sisters and their eyes are on each other, he's at peace at that point. But I'm telling you right now, he said when the house is swept clean, he runs around in the arid and dry places.
places. It said the waterless places. What's the living water? My goodness, he's hunting for some water. He's thirsty. He wants to come back to where he can get that water and then surface off of us. But I'm telling you right now, when it's swept clean and the house is filled, there's no place for him to go. And Jesus comes back and says, here we go. Come on, this is what it's for. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm waiting on. That's what I'm looking for too. We need to prepare the way of the Lord. We need to sweep it out. We need to get the house clean. It starts right here, you guys. It doesn't start over here in my neighbor's yard. It starts right here. Deal with it. It's okay. You know, pride will keep us from there. That's an abomination to God. Why? Because if you're not humbling yourself before the Lord, you're thinking you got it all right. And he says right now, he who exalts himself will be humbled. So how do we get there? How do we get filled? We can get swept clean. We can confess, right? Word says what? Confess with your mouth that Jesus has been rose from the dead, and believe that he is Lord, and believe in your heart that he's been rose from the dead, and you shall be saved. Okay, so we're going to get saved. We're there. Now what? Now what? You know what that means? Your house has been swept clean. It's cleaned up. The blood has come. Hallelujah for the blood. Okay, nobody loves the blood. Hallelujah for the blood. Hallelujah for the blood. Oh, Antoni Staley, he's throwing them pictures up. He ain't here. I don't know why. Cleaning them cars. He had a mess to clean up. And it was just so dirty and spotted and just, I'm talking, you want the word again? Runt. Translate that for him, Marie. And I said, brother, what are you cleaning with? The blood of Jesus? Because that thing's clean. He thought that was pretty funny. And I was laughing. Kelly asked me, what you laughing about? I said, because I just put this on here. If he's cleaning with the blood of Jesus. So hallelujah with the blood of Jesus, because it cleanses us.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Again, come on. If something is between you and the Lord, and we call sin what it is, it could be anything. If it's not life, if it's not him, it's sin. Okay? We need to be willing to go in there and get that out. So once we've been cleansed, now what? What did Jesus tell the Pharisees about cleaning? Yeah. You want to wash that old cup up and wash your hands. Get all cleaned up in front of everybody. My boy's over here just as dirty. Stuff under their fingernails. Probably some nightcrawler juice because they was fishermen, some of them. Just eating. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You got to clean up before you come and eat. Huh? You worry about all this. How about let's clean the inside of our bowl first? I'm not giving you anything that Jesus hadn't already delivered. Sometimes we need a wake up, man. We need a little refreshing. But it's already done. I think, Cleo, there's nothing new under the sun. It's already here. It's already there. It's already has been. So when we come to this point, the blood of Jesus. But why do we need the blood of Jesus? So that we can have the Spirit of Jesus. Life. Everlasting. That is the promise, you guys. The Spirit of God is the promise. Why is it we're running in so much disarray? Why do we have so much confusion? Because my Bible says that my Father is not the author of confusion. Why are we being tossed to and fro? Because we're still babies. We're just sitting there. My goodness, we can't say no to the things we need to say no to. And we're not saying yes to the things we don't want to say yes to. But that's what we need to do. reason it's the spirit forever because it don't end. It's almost 12. Let's go back to Ephesians real fast. We'll get this last couple points out of the way. That what they teach you in seminary, I think, to get 4 points or something, man told me. You get them out of the way, you got a message. I tell you what. I get self out of the way, and in the way, we got a message. The good news that I've been born again, born of the Spirit of God, filled with His power, walking in His righteousness. Let's go to verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor again, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. We're in the evil day now. And having done all to stand firm, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as the shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, the good news, my goodness, and in all circumstances take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So this is more than just putting on something on the outside. This is cleaning the inside of the bowl. Why? What was the first one? The belt of truth. Stand therefore, truth. We're getting it in us. We're walking in the truth. We got the truth in us. Yes. Who's the truth? Somebody say His name. Amen. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Will we put a breastplate? Yeah, but look, that's the heart of God. It's the heart. Getting your heart right. Getting all that stuff out. What are you chasing after? Is it Him? Yes. Well, if I'm walking in truth, my heart's going to be after Him. David. Well, because he just had a heart. He was a heart after God. Not just made like Him. He was a heart after Him. Come unto me and drink. I give you the rivers of living water. I'm after that. The heart after God, after His living water, after. Psalm says what David said, my soul thirsts for Him, like a deer panting for the water. Having shoes for your feet. Jesus said that, hey, if the feet be clean, the whole body be clean. You might not understand what I'm telling you right now, but you will. If you continue in this truth. So all this stuff on the outside, and he says what? In all circumstances, put up the shield of faith. What does that look like? Which extinguish all the flames. What, I mean, the faith, the sword. Come on, all these things, the word of God. How are you going to fight? Is it in you? You can't give what you don't have. If you've not been trained, you can't go to war. You're going to be slung by the wayside. There's people. Another proverb over there said, hey, don't you know? Hey, you act like you didn't even see your brother going to the slaughter. But you're going to be weighed and judged because you did know and you did nothing about it. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, the mind of Christ, putting this mind, this true repentance, right? I've learned this past week, there's a good word that, because there's things going on here in this body. this preparing the way of the Lord. It's preparing us to be able to prepare the way of the Lord. It's working inside of us to get this stuff out so that we can be delivered from the things that has got inside of us, willingly or unwillingly. We're willing to deal with these things. And one of the words come, there's no repentance without restitution. And if you read Luke 19, there's a good story about the repentance and the restitution in little old Zacchaeus. Lord, if I've done anybody wrong, oh, he loved that money, didn't he? But Lord, he called him Lord, if I've wronged anybody, I will repay everything. And if something else, look, he went back fourfold. All the money I stole, I'll repay. And if I've done them wrong, I'll give fourfold back, four times the amount. Are we willing to do that? That's restitution right now. Hey, one of the examples was about a lawnmower. Borrowed my neighbor's lawnmower. Broke it. Took it back to him. Sorry, brother. Are you really repented? Is it really a godly sorrow? Do you really love that brother as yourself? Well, if you do, go buy him a zero turn. Instead of just a little old snapper, go get him a skag. Bless him. That's restitution. That means you're truly, there's something going to be there if you truly have been converted. There's something going to happen in your life. My goodness. You're truly going to want to walk this truth out. You're truly going to put on the armor of God. But it's not on the outside, it's the inside. I truly want more, Lord God. I'm truly desperate. I'm truly wanting you. I want more of you, Lord God. Fill me up, Lord God. Fill me up. Fill me up, Lord God. Fill me up. Come on. We need a fresh fire. We need a fresh filling every single day. Every day, are we really seeking after him? My goodness, I was so convicted. Get back to your first love. My goodness, I was convicted, Lord God. Let me come after you before anybody wakes up in the house. Let me be in the prayer closet praying on my face. Just telling you how grateful I am. How thankful I am. The beautiful people you put in my life. Just the life itself, Lord. You are enough. He's enough. So look, how do we get there? Look at verse 18. Y'all ready? Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, alert, with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Look, praying at all times in the Spirit. I can't do this. I can't make the next thing. I can't say no. My goodness, this thing's got a hold of me. Well, my goodness, why don't you pray about it before you go be about it? Don't allow that to come in your house. Stand firm, it says, my goodness, so you won't be ignorant of the schemes of the enemy. He's coming after you. He's coming after your children. He's coming after everything that God has created to glorify himself. Amen. He's coming after life. And are you going to roll over? You going to choose death instead of life? You going to choose curses instead of blessings? Then you don't love your family or yourself as you think you do, because you don't really know love. Pray. The apostles were sleeping, weren't they? What did he tell them? My goodness, Matthew 26, 41. You know, watch and pray. Watch and pray that you do not enter into what? Temptation. My goodness, if I'm not tempted by something, can I be? Does it have anything to do with me? Jesus said, the prince of the world comes, but he has nothing in me.
He has nothing in me. Don't let him have anything in you either. Is there something need to take place? What happened to my man over there on the island? Or Decapolis? Boy, he wanted to come after Jesus. I won't go back there. He come after Jesus. After that, the people seen him. He was clothed and in his right mind. He wasn't the same anymore. He wasn't amongst the dead anymore. He was amongst the living. And they said, who is this? Is this him? And he was so in love with Jesus. He was so grateful for Jesus. Wherever you go, Jesus, I'm going to go too. Oh, I'll take me with you, Lord. I have nothing here no more. I don't have anything here. I want to follow you. This world has nothing for me. What did Jesus tell him? You're right. It doesn't. That's why you can just turn around and go on back and tell them everything I've done for you. I want to be true to the Spirit of God, and I want to be true to the authority and everything here. But I feel led to share this right quick. In my encounter with Christ, my day of ruin and my day of life, I've told you about it, but I didn't ever give you the end of it because it's a little out there. But after hearing Bobby Connor run around here, I think I'm free. I'm walking around in my mama's driveway, and you know, he told me to go and tell your testimony. The same thing he told him, go and tell them what I've done for you. My goodness. And I told him, Lord, they're going to think I'm crazy. And he said, hey, they already do, son. Now you got a reason. Y'all remember there? All right, now we can continue. I said, Lord, Lord, Lord. He said, son, let's go inside and eat. I said, go inside and eat. Man, you know what's just happened here, Lord? I can't go eat. I'm in awe right here, okay? Can you give me five? He said, no, let's go eat. I said, no. He said, you go. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Went in there and I went right through to my mama's front door, the same one I come leaping and shouting hallelujah out of after I took my first breath of life. Walked into the kitchen, the same place I grabbed to where I died. Hallelujah. And that refrigerator, it's not a big refrigerator, but it looked bigger than those doors back there, both of them together. Whew, blowed up. I said, well, I guess what you want is it inside the refrigerator. I'm not the smartest man, Jenny, but I know what love is. I could tell that one, huh? I said, is it in the refrigerator? He said, open it. Hallelujah. I opened that door up, and it looked like one of these monitors. It was so big, sitting in that refrigerator. It was a bowl of cantaloupe, all cubed up, sitting in there. Had a little plastic. It was a clear thing. I knew it. I said, whoa, is this it, Lord God? I'm getting tore up. Just think about it. He said, yeah, take it and eat. Hallelujah. I took that cantaloupe out and I turned it around. I put it on the counter. I peeled that lid off of there. I might have to mute this thing a minute. I might blow something out. I told you I get snot-nosed. It ain't weak, man. I'm telling you right now, that ain't weak. That's strength. That's strength right there. Hallelujah. It gets me a high step and I've been born again. Do it again. I turned around, I peeled that lid off. I reach in there and I grab me a cube. I pick it up and he stopped me. He said, son, this is the sweetest thing that you ever gonna taste. Whew. He said, because this is from the tree of life, filled with my spirit. And you're gonna need it for what you've got ahead of you. I said, oh, my goodness. I took that bite, and one bite. I didn't even take the whole cube in. I bit it. And it was like that, too. It just said, and it was just all down my chest, all the way down in my drawers. I said, my goodness, Lord. He said, oh. I said, oh, Lord God. He said, take another bite. The more you eat, the more I'm going to put in you. Eat another bite. The more you eat, the more I'm going to put in you. My goodness, Mike Duncan ain't ever done something slow. I started double fisting this thing. Eating it up. And he stopped me again. He said, go share with your mama. My mama at this time is like in disarray. She don't know what's happening up in her house. She's back there praying for her son, dialing 911. I run in there. Sure enough, she had the phone in her hand. I said, put the phone down, mama. Put the phone down, mama. I had that bowl of cantaloupe, and I had another one in here ready to go. Here, mama. I said, the Lord said he'd give me that cantaloupe. He wanted to share with you the goodness of him. Because it come from the tree of life. Mm-hmm. I said, mama, it's true. She said, son, I know it's true. She said, yesterday, I bought that cantaloupe. I picked your niece up from school, took her by the store with me. We went down the aisles, and I didn't even pick anything up on that aisle. But when I got to the end of it, something told me to go back. And so I just turned around and went back. She said, I'm going down the aisle. I look over. I don't know if it blew up like for me or not. But she said, that cantaloupe jumped out. You know, I said, well. She said, so I got it and I put it in. And she said, as soon as I touched it, I thought of you. I said, well, praise God, Mama. She said, but when we got home, your niece took it away from me before I got it in the refrigerator. And she grabbed a fork and sat down on the couch to watch her TV, cartoons, whatever it was, and she was going to go to eating cantaloupe and watch her cartoons. She said, but she took one bite of one piece, and she brought it back to me and said, oh, Ma, this cantaloupe tastes funny. It's not good. She said, well, put it in the refrigerator, baby. We're not going to throw it away. That cantaloupe wasn't for her. It was for me. We need our filling this morning. We need our filling this morning. We need to be honest with ourselves right now. Go ahead, Randy. Can you start that a little low? We'll build it up for the benediction here. A little prayer time so we don't fall in temptation, so that we can get the stuff out of us. We're going to go into a time of deliverance right here. I don't have any cantaloupe. But the Lord's got it for you. He wants to fill each and every one of us before we go back out there in that world. He's ready to do a great work in each and every one of you. You know why? You know why? Number one is because he loves you. But number two is because he loves your neighbor. He loves your wife, he loves your husband, he loves your mama, he loves your daddy. He loves everybody who's around you. And he wants to fill you up, not just for you, but for everybody around you, because he loves everybody around you. And he wants to move inside of you and manifest inside of you. He wants to fill you up with his goodness, with his joy, with his life. And he wants to pour it out of you wherever you go. Don't be settled by being just a cup today. Want to be a pitcher so that whatever he pours in you, he can use you to go pour you into somebody else. And that you can come back and say, I need a refill. And he's ready to do it. He's ready and he's willing right now. But are you willing to say, hey, I praise you, Lord God. Let that encounter come so that you can really praise God the way he is worthy of it. He's worthy of every bit of your being because he created it all. It's open. The altar is open. If you want prayer, prayer is here. But I'm telling you, prayer is really between you and the Maker himself. He wants you, but he'll use somebody in here. And I ask who. folks this morning that's willing to pray, that's an elder in this church that's ready, who has been sifted, who has been tried, to pray for our brothers and our sisters this morning. It's time. If you're tired of playing, get up. If you're tired of just getting by, if you're tired of just surviving, come on and live. It's a time of abundance. The life is for real. Man, do y'all believe this? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Exalt him today. Give him back what he's given to you. This is a time to say, Lord God, more than anything, because I can't do it anymore. I don't know how, but I do know you, and I believe you, and I step forth today. I'm going to tell you, there's no other option. You can't love your wife, you can't love your husband, you can't love your kids without the love of God. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, move through this place. Bless you, Lord. Oh, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Fill it, Lord. More love. Love you, Lord. Family, it's okay. Don't let pride keep you from getting out the things. You might think that you've got it all right now, or something's not quite right, but I'm telling you right now, let's get it right. Let's put on the whole armor of God. Let's truly, truly put it on today. Tomorrow, hallelujah, is tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of fulfilling. Today is the day that I'm going to say, Lord God, right now, I might not have got it right, but I'm going to tell you right now, Lord God, get right right now in me, and let's get it right from here on. And I will willing to do with the power you're going to fill me up with. We're going to walk this thing out.
Tell him he's holy.
We're going to give you the glory. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The life, the character, the love of who you are, Lord God, is wrapped up in one. And that one wants to dwell and overflow in each and every one of us. Lord, let it rise up right now in Jesus' name. Let us shed whatever it is that's in between you. And let us keep striving and working, Lord God, to get everything that's not of you out of us so that we receive more of you, Lord. If that one man held enough to fill up 2,000 pigs, Lord God, my goodness, there's somebody lying to himself in here this morning. Get it out. The Lord didn't create you for all them legions. He created you to fill you up with more of him. Jesus said, my goodness, I've come to bring life more abundantly. Let it be unto your children as you have said, Lord God.
Jesus' name. Everything. Let it go, guys. Freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Yes. Lift your name on high. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. We exalt Him today. We exalt Him forevermore. Let Him know. Take the right gift right now. Get that Trojan horse out of there. Get your eyes on what's really, really for you. Jesus' name. You know, the struggle is real. But it's not forever. It's not forever. When you come to your ruin, then you can come to life. And it's okay. It's okay. Don't allow that crazy, silly pride that's nothing keep you from everything. You're not alone. We're all in the same place because the Lord is all of it, right? But there's different ways and walks and steps. There's people who's given more out. There's okay. There's been people who are cups, and there is people who are pitchers. Hey, there's some of us that's vats, you know, that's got a bunch that fills the pitcher up. My goodness, but that's who you want to be around, right? That's why we're all here. It's a family. We're all joined together by the love of God. And for that simple reason that we don't have to carry this cross and these burdens and all these things, this junk by ourselves, we have each other. So if you don't have a small group, if you don't have a brother or sister that you can confide in, that you need to have that someone. I'm not talking about, hey, just like what my brother, is it okay to cry in front of your wife? My goodness, we need that one. We need somebody that we can confide. We need that grouping. We're not solo. We're called to be united, collective, and completed in that body. But I always want more. So, Father, we close. We ask for a hunger and more of a thirst to continue to to reach down inside of each and every one of us, Lord. And I believe that's going to come from a deeper revelation. Father, I ask for more revelation of who you are to each and every one of them. Dry them out, Lord God, with that fire so that they are thirsty, so they will come unto you and drink, Lord. And may that river flow from their bellies, Lord, that river of living water. Your Holy Spirit continue to flood them and move around them and saturate everywhere their feet touches, Lord God. And may they just want you more than that deer wants that water that it pants after. Father, we praise you for what you've done here today, Lord. And I look forward to see the restitution that comes out of the true repentance. In Jesus' name, amen. Free to go? Y'all free to go. I held you long enough. But who the Son says free is free indeed.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard Podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.